SkyMall, the glossy in-flight catalog you can't miss or resist, has filed for bankruptcy. The company cites in-flight Wi-Fi and intense online shopping competition for falling sales. NPR's Elise Hu looks back.
If no one buys SkyMall when it goes up for auction, we have to be prepared for a world without the tray table nap pillow or those giant yard yetis, as James Bingham remembers.
You always dreamed, like, someday maybe you'd make it big enough to be able to afford those.
Ann Lewis of Pierre, South Dakota, recalls SkyMall as a link to home.
In the early 90s, we lived overseas, and my mother bought us a huge AM/FM shortwave radio from SkyMall so we could listen to Voice of America.
Matthew Baggett of Baton Rouge says it's a link to his mom.
Every flight she took, every business trip she took, she'd bring back a copy for me, and I could always expect that when I got home.
Daniel St. Louis of Madison, Wisconsin, uses SkyMall like so many of the rest of us.
It's kind of like the thing I look forward to when I get on the plane is I'm going to get to sort of faux shop through SkyMall.
And Aaron Werner of Santa Rosa reads it to the end.
The very last page of the SkyMall I picked up had a personal submarine / watercraft called the Sea Breacher for the low, low price of only $85,000.
Maybe that's why its parent company is filing for bankruptcy. Too few submarine sales. Elise Hu, NPR News.